Dr. Che, referring to the same email message up there, do you recall in the summer of 2000 there were a series of experiments that are referred to as the 768 experiments?
Yes, there are some experiments.
So you were just testifying about some data where you say you only saw two colors rather than three?
Only one of the experiment. I think there are several experiments, yes.
So Dr. Kermani was just in here earlier, and he was referring to how he analyzed the data and concluded that there was concordance between three different fibers. Do you know if the data you are referring to in this email message and that you were discussing with Mr. Pantone pertains to the three bundles that Dr. Kermani analyzed that had concordance?
Because the main difference here, experiment, this particular one is an issue. But soon afterward, there are other tests. As soon as we realized, that's the problem. Probably that these mislabel might have been corrected. So they might agree with what Dr. Kermani said.
Dr. Kermani said he analyzed from data from one of the 768 experiments and found concordance among three fibers, whereas he was able to decode 500-something bead types. Do you have any idea whether the data you discussed with Mr. Pantone is any way connected to those particular data that Dr. Kermani analyzed?
I don't recall. I don't know.
Could we go back to Exhibit 297, please? You mentioned an argon krypton laser. Why was that piece of equipment purchased for Illumina? Is that specifically for Dr. Zarnik's research fellow goals?
No.
Why was that ordered?
When I arrived there at Illumina in July 1999, I examined the existing equipment to find there some deficiency in terms of existing laser that only had two laser lines, not suitable for multicolor decoding. So research looked at the webpage and found a vendor that has that argon krypton laser that's usable, so I ordered.
You ordered these machines?
That's correct.
Are they fairly expensive?
Very expensive by my standard.
So did it take a while after you ordered it for the piece of equipment to arrive?
Yes.
And you mentioned that you did some experiments with Dr. Zarnik to measure crosstalk between the dyes. Can you describe exactly what you did with respect to measuring crosstalk between the dyes?
In that particular experiment, I believe we had four different dyes, and I designed these four filtered channels to discriminate one from each other among those dyes. And what we did, after the filter arrived and the laser is set up, we put fluorescent dyes under the imaging system and used different color channel filters and measured the crosstalk between them.
So, if I understand you then, what were you... Were you basically just turning on the system and looking at the dye to see if you could see it through the filters?
Yes, we measured it.
So it would be fair to say what you were doing was basically calibrating the machine to look at particular dyes.
That's correct. Generally, for every imaging system, fluorescent imaging system we have developed, we perform this type of test to characterize the imaging systems.
Were you doing something scientifically new or significant then in doing this?
No.
Do you recall whether or not Dr. Zarnik actually participated in the experiment himself, or was he present when you did the experiment?
I personally turned on laser, performed the experiment, and Dr. Zarnik provided the dyes.
He provided you with the dyes?
Gave me vial of the dyes.
You actually did the calibration testing?
That's correct.
And did Dr. Zarnik present this data at a science meeting at Illumina?
I believe so.
And did you know ahead of time that he was going to present this data at a science meeting?
I don't think so.
Were you surprised when, in fact, he did present this information at a science meeting?
Objection, Your Honor.
Sustained.
Would you have presented this information at a science meeting?
Same objection.
I would not.
Overruled.
I'm sorry, what was your answer?
I would not.
Why not?
Based on the insignificance of it.
Based on the fact it was an insignificant test, you would not have presented this.
That's correct.
Dr. Chen, did Dr. Zarnik ever express to you any unhappiness that he had not been listed as a founder in Illumina's draft prospectus for the initial public offering?
Yes.
What did he say to you?
Objection, hearsay and relevance.
He...
Objection.
Does it come within one of the exceptions to the hearsay rule, or is it inconsistent with something that's been testified to that we heard before in this case?
I believe, Your Honor, it pertains to a subject that Mr. Pantone raised in his direct examination of Dr. Zarnik.
I'll have to see you in back. You want the court reporter?
No. Nothing further, Your Honor.
Okay, Mr. Pantone?
I didn't know she was finished.